Following a light to moderate accumulation of snow yesterday and last night, it is a gusty and cool Monday across our area. High temperatures have been near 30 in our valley locations and in the 20s throughout the mountains. The wind has been gusting out of the northwest, at times reaching around 30 miles per hour, so we've dealt with a fairly cold wind chill across the region this afternoon. And it's another day that is below normal. The normal high at Albany is 39 degrees. It's not really a surprise that we are below normal, as every day in February was at or below normal at the Albany Airport. We've also had a few snow showers in the air today, kind of flying around. We'll have that chance for some passing snow showers over the next few hours, but any snow showers should end either during the late day or early evening hours as high pressure builds in from the west. Right now, that area of high pressure is positioned in the Ohio River Valley, and low pressure is up over the Canadian Maritimes. That's why we have that funneling effect generating those gusty winds. As we work into tonight, that high pressure area will drift in from the west. That means the winds will diminish, so it turns less gusty through the night, and it looks to be a cold night with most areas falling to between about 0 and 10 degrees. We are expecting some below zero readings, especially north and west of the capital region. And then we turn our attention to the next storm threat with thickening clouds tomorrow and a chance of snow later in the day. The next storm system actually will track to our west, and that means more warm air will mix in, resulting in a transition from snow to an icy mix tomorrow night, and we're likely to have some icing into Wednesday morning. Some areas will go over to just plain rain as temperatures warm above freezing on Wednesday, though most of the precipitation will be over by about mid-morning. And believe it or not, another little wave will develop along this front as it sinks to our south Wednesday night into Thursday, and that could actually bring us a round of snow, especially south of Albany on Thursday. So it's a very complicated situation. At this point, we'll have to wait for some more data to come in to give you precise determinations on snowfall and ice accretion across our area, but it's certainly worth staying on top of the forecast over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a chance of snow showers this evening, then clearing and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, a chance of snow showers this evening, then clearing and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, thickening clouds with a chance of snow late, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, the chance of a snow shower this evening, then clearing and cold, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high in the 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, a chance of snow showers this evening, then clearing and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high in the 20s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a light wintry mix or light rain, high in the 30s to around 40. And on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow mainly south, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.